For today's In Touch, we're joined by Washington County farmer Jim Cuddyback to discuss planting. He said the moisture is an issue.
Well, we've had nice rains. We needed some moisture. We've gotten some nice moisture, and now most of us are probably hoping it would dry up. There's a little bit of soybeans to be planted yet in the county, I think. I would say most farmers are pretty well done with both corn and beans. Most of us are getting ready to side dress nitrogen of some type, and then we have some post-emergence weed spray to put on corn and beans yet. So we're looking for a week to 10 days of nice weather here as soon as we can get it. Most of the herbicides would be to keep weeds down. A lot of us put down an early herbicide to kind of control the weeds until the corn and the soybean gets up and gets going good, and then we put on a post-emergence to hold it through the rest of the season. And a lot of that post-emergence spray needs to be put on yet. And then the nitrogen, of course, for the corn is what we call the side dress. It's a little bit of extra nitrogen that's closer to when the corn is actually, you know, putting on ears and so on. So trying to give a little bit of boost to improve the yields a little bit.
Do you split your land 50-50 when it comes to what you're planting?
I do. Corn and beans are a 50-50 rotation. A lot of the farmers are that way. A few of the farmers that feed a lot of hogs will plant majority of their ground to corn simply because they need the corn for feed. But a lot of us go a 50-50 rotation.
Well, looking at what harvest was like this past fall, did you end up storing a lot of your grain?
Yeah, we can store quite a bit of grain. I actually stored way more than I should have. I should have sold a lot of it right out of the field because the prices are not nearly as good now as they were out of the field, but that's the breaks. So every year's a little bit different. Some years it pays good dividends to store it, sell it later on during the marketing year. This is the year we probably should have moved almost all of it right away when we harvested.
Do you go on a year-by-year basis when it comes to that decision?
Yes. You know, if there's an opportunity to forward price corn and soybeans before harvest, I'll sometimes forward price, you know, a percentage. Last year, it didn't look quite as good as it had in the past couple of years, so I didn't forward price as much as I should have.
Were you keeping an eye on what the markets are doing right now?
Well, both corn and beans are down now, even in just the last two or three weeks with the good planting progress. The markets have dropped 20 to 30 cents on corn and probably 50 to 75 cents a bushel on soybeans. So we're hoping for market improvement, but that isn't going to happen unless we have a weather scare or somebody steps in and buys a lot of corn and soybeans for export.
Bringing things back around to the rain we've been receiving, are we getting to a point where there's surplus moisture, or where are we at there?
According to my records, we're still a little bit below normal for the yearly total through mid-May. Normally through mid-May, we've had about 12 to 14 inches of rain in southeast Iowa, and I've only had about 10 inches of precipitation so far this year. But I think we've got adequate moisture to get the crops going. We're just going to need some timely rains during the summer to have good yields.
You mentioned your records. Do you keep a log of the weather activity each year?
Yes, I have. I've done that for a long time. When my boys were in 4-H back in the 80s, that was one of their projects, to have a good rain gauge and write down the rain each day and report it, and I've continued doing that ever since. And then I've got some weather records that show the average precipitation for Washington, Iowa for about 30. Well, I guess the records I've got show it back from about 1930 to about 1970, and then we've been keeping records, you know, since the 80s ourselves. So long term, we're just a little bit behind average right here, but I still think we've got adequate moisture to get things started.
When it comes to pests or diseases, are you worried about anything like that?
Well, we're always concerned, and we always keep our eyes open for potential problems, but I would have to say that right now the corn and beans really look good. I've not heard of any cutworm activity in the corn around here. Haven't seen many disease problems show up yet, but we've got a long ways to go before we put the crop in the bin.
Absolutely. Jim, we'll check in with you later on down the road, but for now, thank you for joining me, and hope the rest of your planting goes well.
Thank you, Nathan. I appreciate it. You take care.
That was my conversation with Jim Cuddyback, Washington County farmer, for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.